Continuing on this Tuesday morning, this segment of Your News brought to you by Hodgins Drug, your full-service, independent, locally-owned pharmacy and hobby store. They are going to be busy today. They've been serving the area well since back in 1890.
CBS News' Stacy Lynn reports a big airline is having some troubles on this busy travel day.
American Airlines posted on social media, "We are currently experiencing a technical issue with all flights. Your safety is our utmost priority. Once this is rectified, we'll have you safely on your way to your destination." In a statement, the airline acknowledged the problem and says our teams are working to resolve the issue as quickly as possible.
What's the issue, though? No word.
No, and I don't have out airport delays here. That's what I was trying to find.
Yeah.
And, I can't do it right now.
Okay.
I don't see any major problems, actually. But I don't know what time the American flights go out of Spokane. So,
yeah, do serve Spokane. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, meanwhile, Christmas Eve and millions of Americans dashing off around the country to see friends and family, adding to what's expected to be yet another record-breaking year for holiday travel. Winter weather could disrupt some people's trips in the Northeast, while strong winds and heavy rain slamming the West Coast. Here's Leah Mishkin.
This family was heading to Disney World and had these wise travel tips.
Go with the flow. Absolutely bring the grandparents. And just, you know, make the most of it and go at the pace of the slowest one in your party.
And another smart travel tip, leave as early as possible if you can. It might just help you avoid some lines and a major travel headache.
Go at the pace of the slowest member of your party. That's good advice. That's good advice. Come on, Grandma. What are you doing? You're killing me. We got to get to Space Mountain. Look at that line. You imagine Disneyland at Christmas time? Oh, boy, that's a yikes. That's, quite intense.
Well, I'm not seeing, by the way, American having problems. Even maybe this was at 2 and 3 in the morning. Seeing them having any problems right now.
All right. Good news. Email intended to remain private reveals 9 new or higher tax proposals from majority Senate Democrats in Olympia and the Washington legislature to be considered for the legislative session, plus a couple of tax cuts, apparently. Seattle Times reports the tax hike list, aimed chiefly at Washington's wealthiest corporations and residents, slipped out due to a mishap by a state senator from Seattle on Friday afternoon. Noel Frame emailed a presentation of 2025 revenue options, that was the title of the email, to fellow Senate Democrats, saying it was for internal purposes only and not to be shared publicly. But she accidentally sent the email to Senate Republicans, who quickly shared it with journalists. According to the documents, Democrats are weighing a wealth tax similar to one proposed last week by Governor Inslee. Might want to raise the state's capital gains tax, shocker, and proposals also include a trio of higher taxes aimed at corporations, including a statewide version of Seattle's jumpstart tax on high salaries. Also, the table is lifting a longstanding limit on the state and local property tax collections, a levy on new tax on homes sold for more than $3 million. Also look at taxing storage unit rentals, imposing an 11% tax on guns and ammunition. And now, minority Republicans in Olympia have something to say about the leaked documents on the apparent tax hike proposal from Democrats. And here's Tracy Ellis with the Republican thoughts in Olympia.
Senate Republican budget lead Chris Gildon says these documents show just how far-reaching the Democrats' plans are.
There's a coordinated plan that is being enacted in the legislature, kind of behind the scenes, but we got a peek under the tent, so to speak, and we now know pretty much exactly what they're going to be proposing this year.
Gildon says they're talking about a wealth tax and a statewide version of Seattle's tax on high-wage employers. They're also looking at increasing taxes on property, businesses, guns and ammo, real estate, and capital gains.
They are on a path that's at odds with Governor-elect Ferguson, who said we need to look at savings and that savings should be the first, second, and third conversation that we have. Senate Democrats are moving in a straight line direction towards increasing taxes.
To sell these ideas to the public, Democrats plan to spotlight those they label as villains, the businesses and individuals who will be paying these new taxes. In Olympia, I'm Tracy Ellis.
Yeah, a little slip of the finger there on the old email. email, and oh, wait a second! Yeah. I just sent this to Mark Schessler. Oh, Mark, that I didn't mean to. Mark, I didn't mean that to be for you. Can I? Can I get that one?
Yeah, you can, but I'm keeping it too.
Oh, man. Yikes. Yeah, no kidding. Well, this is kind of a crazy story as well, Bill. Idaho Department of Corrections corporal who was shot by a Boise police officer during that ambush on that prison escape back in March. A lawsuit now in the case. It was the early morning hours of March 20th. Department of Corrections officers transported inmate Skylar Mead to a hospital in Boise for treatment of self-inflicted wounds. As the corrections officers were exiting the hospital, Skylar Mead, trying to leave with Mead, then Nicholas Umpenauer showed up and opened fire. Remember, they escaped. Umpenauer and Mead then went on the run and ended up allegedly killing two men here in North Central Idaho. Now, Boise police officers responded to the hospital for that active shooter, and during the chaos, a Boise officer accidentally shot one of the corrections officer, Chris Wilski, who was injured. Now, court records obtained by CBS2 News down in Boise show that Wilski is now suing the Boise Police Department for $500,000, having taken friendly fire during that shootout back in March down in Boise at the hospital on that prison escape. Huh. Yeah, how about that? Yeah. All right, our review of the top 10 stories of the year here on The Palouse continues this morning, Bill, with number 5 as we look at the developments this year in the Brian Koberger case, the former Washington State University criminal justice student accused of killing 4 University of Idaho students in Moscow in November of 2022. Lots of pretrial wrangling in 2024 in this case, notably in September. Local judge, Latah County Second District Court Judge John Judge, did agree with the defense and agreed to have the trial moved out of Moscow, as the defense argued it would be nearly impossible to get an impartial jury in Moscow in this case. It went to the Idaho State Supreme Court, which then decided to move the Koberger trial in September down to Boise, and they reassigned the case to Boise Judge Stephen Hippler, and then Judge Hippler ordered that Koberger be transferred from the Latah County Sheriff's Office Jail in Moscow down to the Ada County Sheriff's Office Jail in Boise, and then all of the pretrial hearings continued in Boise going forward. That was in September when the trial was moved. And then in October, Judge Hippler set a new trial schedule in the Koberger case, setting a schedule to be between August 11th of 2025 to November 7th of next year down in Boise. Prior to that, Judge locally had set the trial for June of next year, but it was pushed back by Judge Hippler to later in the summer into the fall, and that decision came down in October. And then in November, the death penalty, well, the decision was to keep the death penalty on the table, as Judge Stephen Hippler was not swayed by legal arguments made by Koberger's defense team to take the death penalty off the table as an option if he's convicted. Koberger's attorneys had argued in part that the death penalty did not fit today's standards of decency, that it was cruel to make condemned inmates sit for decades awaiting execution, and that it violated international treaties, but that motion from the defense was rejected by Judge Hippler down in Boise. The death penalty remains on the table, and again, we're heading towards trial now for August of 2025 in the Brian Koberger case. And those pretrial wranglings during 2024 are number 5 story of the year, and we will continue our countdown on Thursday morning with number 4.
What is the most consecutive years you've had one story as part of your top 10 stories of the year?
Wow. Probably, I'm trying to think if I've ever had that before, more than one. But yeah, probably, like, you remember, like, Walmart, the fight for Walmart coming into Pullman?
There.
Right? That was a couple of years. That would have been in there for a while. You know, dams and salmon creeps up, and then it goes away and kind of creeps up again, but not necessarily consecutive years. I can't think of a story, of course, that would have been 3 consecutive years of this type of magnitude. Certainly, I would think that's a new mark for that.
So the students were killed in November of 22 or 3?
No, 22.
Okay, this is the third year and counting on this Koberger thing.
Correct,
though, right?
Yeah. And then, of course, culmination know. Scheduled to be, hopefully, in 2025. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And finally this morning, Evan, on the 24th of December, 1991, Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev announced the dissolution of the Soviet Union, leaving behind the Russian Federation and several independent countries.
There you go. Winning the Cold War.
It's 27 past. We have some sports to talk about. Cougs getting ready for the Holiday Bowl, and the new basketball polls are out. That's next.